Hello, and welcome to the Issues in Sport podcast. I'm your host, Riley Ellis. Recently, the world has seen a rise in athletes like Serena Williams and Tom Brady using GLP-1s, which are drugs typically used to treat diabetes. Recently, they have been promoted and used for weight loss. It seems odd that high-level athletes would need such medications. Today's episode, we'll explore how GLP-1s work, how athletes are used to promote them, and the potential negative side effects of the drugs and their promotion in the media. Further, I will propose some practical solutions to the issue that aim to reduce the potential risks of athlete GLP-1 advertisements. So, what are GLP-1s? They are injectable medications that help people with type 2 diabetes manage their insulin. Side effects include a loss of appetite, because the drug increases fullness cues and decreases hunger signals in the brain. The FDA approved the drug for weight loss in 2021 because of these effects. A study conducted by the RAND organization showed that now, nearly 12% of Americans have used GLP-1 drugs for weight loss. Now, let me give you some examples of how athletes promote the medications in the media. The 2026 Super Bowl showcased an ad of tennis athlete Serena Williams promoting her use of GLP-1 and partnership with a telehealth company. Next, Olympic gymnast Simone Biles promoted GLP-1 drugs through Eli Lilly, which is a GLP-1 company. Now, she doesn't use the drugs herself, but chooses to promote them because her mother uses them and finds them successful. And then lastly, former NFL football player Tom Brady became the wellness officer of a digital platform for GLP-1 drugs called eMed. Now that you have some background information, let's talk about the effects of athlete GLP-1 promotion on misinformation, body image, and health on the public. Research shows that social media personalities may persuade people to use GLP-1 drugs. At the same time, media influence may cause them to overestimate their actual need for the drug. Using athletes to endorse GLP-1s may promote the idea that everyone who can afford the drugs should have access to them. People use the medications to lose a few pounds when they already have normal weights. In reality, the drugs are optimal for a small population of individuals, which includes those with type 2 diabetes and obese patients who have a BMI of 30 or higher. Moving on to the next effect, ads that showcase the athletic, fit, and lean ideal as a result of using GLP-1 drugs may negatively impact body image and encourage unhealthy behaviors among men and women. The media portrays the ideal male body as having muscles, low body fat, and a small waist. Research suggests that media use among males is associated with poor body image and eating disorders as they attempt to achieve these ideals. Further, research also cited social media use as a factor that could negatively impact female body image. People are likely to compare their own bodies to images of, again, the thin ideal and/or athletic image. And a study found that when female NCAA Division I athletes and non-athletes viewed Fitspiration, their body dissatisfaction increased. Lastly, celebrity endorsements of GLP-1s only showcase positive effects and overlook the negative health implications of the drugs. People who may not need the drug expose themselves to negative side effects. Research states that sarcopenia, or muscle loss, is one of the main side effects of GLP-1s, with 40% of GLP-1 weight loss coming from lean muscle mass loss. And this may have potential negative impacts on skeletal muscle. Other side effects include thyroid and pancreatic cancer, depression, nausea and vomiting, aspiration pneumonia, intestinal obstruction, and gallbladder stones. Overall, it seems like celebrity endorsements for GLP-1s have negative impacts on the public. Now, let's talk about a few solutions for the issue. 1. Patient education. People should not just take athlete endorsements as proof of effectiveness or their need for the drug. Potential patients should always consult their physicians and listen to evidence-based recommendations. Next, because of the negative side effects of promotion and the drugs themselves, athletes should not be used as figureheads for the drugs. Athlete advertisements do market the medications to people that may actually need them, but their ads also appeal to those who do not have a medical reason for taking the medication. Elite athletes generally have the resources to lose a few pounds and/or simply do not need to take the medications for health reasons. When athletes promote GLP-1s, they convey the idea that everyone should be taking them. Again, the recommendation for GLP-1s should come from physicians to avoid misuse. Today, we talked about how athletes are used as figureheads by medical companies to promote GLP-1 drugs. We discussed the overlooked health side effects of the medications and the potential for the public to experience misinformation and poor body image as results of the endorsements. I proposed some potential solutions, but I want to hear your ideas. I am going to leave you with some questions to think about. What do you think? Should athletes be promoting GLP-1s? Should GLP-1s be used by anybody who wants them? Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.